The Israeli military has carried out a series of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. At least 12 people have been killed, three of them leaders in Al-Quds Brigades, the military wing of the Islamic Jihad. 20 other people were also wounded. Israel says it's been targeting sites belonging to the group. Let's get more on our story. We go live to Gaza and speak to Yumna El Sayed. Good to see you, Yumna. What more do we know about the three leaders that were targeted and killed? And any civilians also killed in those strikes?
Yes, Malene. So, as you mentioned, the three commanders in Al-Quds Brigades, the military wing of Islamic Jihad, have been assassinated by Israeli drones. Israeli military also announced that 40 warjets and drones carried out the operation in assassinating these leaders and the airstrikes following them. Now, the death toll is 12, at least 12 people by the Ministry of Health, and 20 others at least injured. Now, from these 12, three of them are the Islamic Jihad commanders, while the nine others are civilians in mostly families of these commanders, and also civilians around the apartments that were targeted, while the 20 are also civilians and residents. Now, the targeting happened to two residential apartments in residential buildings. One of them is right there, as if the camera can pan over, it's right there in the middle of Gaza City, while the other apartment was in Rafah, the south part of the Gaza Strip. A lot of destruction has been caused to that residential building, and of course a lot of injuries happened from that targeting. Now, the Israeli army has called this military operation that it has carried against the Gaza Strip as the protective arrow, and it announced the assassination or the success of the assassination of the Islamic Jihad targets. In an official statement by Al-Quds Brigades, the military wing of Islamic Jihad, they mourned their martyrs, the great Mujahideen leaders, Jihad al-Ghanim, Khalil al-Bahri, and Tariq Izzeddin, and also mourned their families, their wives and children who were killed in the assassination attacks. Malene, also Hamas has mourned in its statement the commanders killed in Islamic Jihad, and the political leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, said in a statement that the occupation miscalculated and will pay the price for its crime, and that the resistance alone will determine the way that hurts the occupation. He also said that this aggression targets the entire Palestinian people, and the resistance is unified in confronting it. So, also, Malene, I have to say that Palestinian factions have announced that they are in a high state of alert and mobilization in different areas across the Gaza Strip.
Right, Yumna, as you say, the Islamic Jihad and Hamas both denouncing these strikes. I wonder, do you get a sense this could be the beginning of further escalation?
Well, yes, of course, Malene. We're still waiting these hours now. It's been almost an hour where no strikes, no Israeli strikes have been taking place as Israel, right after the assassination, announced the beginning of Israeli strikes along the Gaza Strip. Now we're waiting to see the Palestinian faction's response for the assassination and for these strikes. Now, from all the statements of different factions, the Palestinian factions, they seem to be unified. Ismail Haniyeh's statement shows that there is going to be a unification in the response to the Israeli assassination of the Islamic Jihad commanders. So the coming hours are very crucial. We still don't know when the Palestinian response is going to be, but according to this Palestinian response, this is going to determine how complicated and how further the escalation will take if it's going to end up in a matter of day or two, or will take us to a larger and more complicated escalation than that.
Okay, for now, good to speak to you. Yumna Al-Sayed with that update from Gaza.